The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. In our preparation for the return of Jesus, the church gives us this passage about what it means to have faith in God. And here we snip off the last little piece of the end, where we see that Jesus says he's not finding this kind of faith in the people to whom he has been called. And that may well wake us up this morning also. But here we see that Jesus evokes from this man an act of faith. And what is that act of faith but entrusting oneself to Jesus? This is not like this. Jesus is not stepping back and saying, "This man has faith. Yeah, he has some general idea that there's something beyond him." This is not biblical faith at all. What Jesus is saying when he remarks about the strength of this centurion's faith is that this centurion believes that Jesus can do what he wills, and that Jesus has power over all of creation. He has power over this sick man's servant. He doesn't even have to see him. He doesn't even have to enter under his roof. He doesn't even have to go into his house. He has power to do what he wills. Do we, who know the whole story, right? This centurion could not have known the whole story. Only some part of it, and a small part of it at that. But for us, who know the entire story, do we have even this faith? It's this faith that will have us seated with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. That's the faith. Faith in Jesus. Faith in the God whom Jesus reveals to us perfectly. Faith in the God who took flesh in the person of Jesus. So what is it? What does it mean for us today but to entrust ourselves to him? And yeah, it is this sense of whatever it is that we bring that's on our hearts and on our minds, we bring ourselves before Jesus and we entrust ourselves to him. But it's more than just entrusting our cares and concerns to him. It's too small. And we're still at the center there. It's turning over our entire lives to God, signing on under his rule. Because what we await in Advent is the return of our King and the establishment once and for all of his kingdom of truth and justice and peace and righteousness. But if we're waiting that kingdom, it's ours to live it today. It's ours to live it today. It's ours to be taken by the rule of Christ and made his ambassadors to the world, that we might invite others to this banquet feast that we all partake in every day here at this altar. We already partake in it. And this is then the foreshadowing, right? The foretaste of what that kingdom will one day be. But it's ours then, entrusting ourselves to God, turning ourselves over to God, to be made to conform to his triumph of self-giving love and bring that rule to life in the world.